A majority of Americans believe their state should take the lead to address climate change if the federal government fails to act. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. That's one of the findings of the latest National Survey on Energy and Environment. Sarah Mills joins me to talk more about this. She's with the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You did the survey before President Trump announced that the U.S. would withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. And in this survey, people were much more supportive of states taking action than in 2013 when you last asked that question. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think in the intervening period, even just since Trump has been president, we've seen a number of actions to kind of take a federal step back on environmental policy. The question was, if the federal government fails to act, do you believe it's your state's responsibility to take the lead? And we found 66% said that they should be taking the lead. And that holds up. There's majorities of both Democrats and Republicans who believe that it's their state's responsibility to step in and act on climate change.
And when you dug into the details, what did you find out?
Well, one of the things that we asked about was what actions do they want their state to take? And there's really broad support for some of the most common policies that states have adopted in the past. So these are things like renewable energy mandates, requiring that a certain percentage of electricity come from solar or wind. We had 79% of Americans who said that they would support their state mandating renewable energy. We also saw 81% say they would support their state mandating stricter energy efficiency standards.
And in general, things like the renewable energy mandates in states are less popular with Republicans.
Exactly. Mandates are really a loaded word. When you take mandates out of it and ask if they support increasing the use of solar energy, you see 89% of Americans say they support that. And we really see the biggest jumps among Republicans. So Republicans who might have been objecting to a renewable energy mandate are very supportive of increasing the use of solar and wind energy.
So what are some of the policy challenges that you see happening if states were taking more of the lead here?
Well, the devil's really in the details, right? So in the past, we've asked about what happens if the renewable energy mandate would increase the cost of your electricity, and we see support start to drop off. We also see that a number of other policies that some states are considering, a carbon tax or a cap and trade where people buy or auction permits to emit carbon, are less popular. People just don't know about them.
One of the questions you've been asking people in the U.S. is about their belief in climate change. What did you see with this survey?
So this spring, we have levels that match what we saw last year and that also match the high from 2008, which is that 70% of Americans do believe that there is solid evidence that the climate is changing.
And how does that break down between political parties?
Again, now we have majorities across both political parties that believe that climate is changing. Something notable is that even those who do not think that climate change is real support renewable energy.
Do you know why?
So obviously, it's not for environmental reasons. One of the questions that we asked on this survey was whether they think that these renewable technologies create jobs. And we see that even if you don't believe in climate change, a wide majority say that they do think that wind and solar energy create jobs.
Sarah Mills is a postdoctoral fellow with the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.